The Cathedral of Notre Dame in Cotonou, Benin, is an imposing structure situated in the residential quarter of the city. Later on Friday, Pope Benedict will travel to the seat of this archdiocese and pay homage to two of the predecessors of the current archbishop. Constance Tokudu Lokun is an English teacher and a lay member of Notre Dame Cathedral. She spoke to our correspondent in Benin, Father Moses Hamungole, about expectations of the papal visit.
Here in Benin, we are preparing everything to receive the Pope, and about the family, the reconciliation, the justice, and the peace. We can say that we try to explain to the families how it is very important to reconcile among the family, a father with the children, children with the mother, mother and the husband, and they have to reconcile to receive fully the power of the Spirit. If we are saying that there is reconciliation among the family and we are not living in the same way, it is just if we are lying to ourselves. So we need to reconcile and to live in that way. There must be justice. Do things in the right way, avoiding lying to each other in the family and receiving everything as it is from God to have fully a peaceful life in the family.
Yes, one of the things that the Holy Father is doing when he comes here, he's going to present the Apostolic Exhortation, which is a document that has been produced from the proposals from the Synod Fathers of the Second African Synod. And I'm sure in this document he's going to touch about the family. But just asking you, what is it that as a lay person, you look forward to the church in terms of directives, in terms of the challenges that you meet as a lay person, a family person, that you'd expect the church to give guidance as the Pope comes to give this, to present this document to the people of Africa?
The Pope, the coming of the Pope in our country is just like if it is Jesus who is coming personally. So people are waiting for that motion from the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and they want to be convinced that He is coming to bring us what we have never lived before, and we are waiting with eagerness. If I can explain it like that. We are waiting in eagerness that new life that the Pope is bringing to us, and this can make a new Africa in a new world for us. It's in that way that we are waiting for the Pope.
One of the things that from my memory, maybe for the first time, the Pope is meeting children in Benin. I think from all over Africa where the Pope, different popes before Pope Benedict the 16th have gone, they have never met children. They have met youths, but this Pope Benedict is coming to meet children.
Yes.
How has that been taken by the people of Benin?
The children represent the youth. The children are the new world, if you want. So if the Pope come for the children, is to give them a new view of the new life we are waiting for. So those children are so lucky to meet the Pope and to receive the Holy Spirit, as I have told in the beginning. So they are waiting eagerly that life from the hands, the blessed hand of the Pope.
Yes. Finally, Constance, there are many other Africans who are looking forward to the Pope coming to Africa, but will not be able to come here to Cotonou or to Ouidah. What would you say to them? You will be here, the Pope will be in your seat, the Pope will live here for 48 hours. What do you say to those other Africans who may be far away, but want to be in solidarity with you, want to participate with you in the spirit?
We have to share what we'll receive from the Pope with the other countries in Africa. For Africa must be one, not divided. So what we'll receive in Benin is for the whole Africa. And we want to build a new Africa in a new world. So we are lucky to receive things and to share with the others who are not here with us.